Good evening, folks. Whoa, a little too close to the microphone there for comfort.
Yeah.
We're going to play DJ Rap Battle tonight. How's that work out? No, I'm kidding. Seriously. So, welcome to Right Sex / Tantric Tentacles. I am your host with my fellow panelists. I am Sasha Ivich, founder of the Right Sex group on the internet, www.rightsex.net. The goal of the website is, very simply put, to explain and empower the erotica author to understand the business of writing erotica. That's our whole goal. Every single Thursday, we update the blog with somebody from the publishing industry, writing section, whatever it is we have put up there to give you guys the knowledge to write erotica and make a successful living. So, quick question before I start the panel introductions. Any of you guys read that piece of shit, 50 Shades of Grey? Show of hands.
Thank God there's only two of them.
Would you like to learn to make the money that that author made? Show of hands.
He should
be Tony Stark.
Totally make a lot more money.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, Right Sex is all about the basis of doing that sort of thing and how to figure out the formula. Because what E.L. James did was, as much as most of us dislike the book from a writer's standpoint, she still did a great thing for erotica. I have to give her that, despite the fact that every single mention makes me grind my teeth and want to kill somebody.
Amen to that. Yeah.
That being said, we're going to teach you guys a little bit more about the business of erotica tonight, and then segue into Tantric Tentacles, which will be what, Karen?
We're going to talk about making aliens sexy.
Oh, yeah. Lots of aliens sexy.
So...
dun, dun, dun.
Very, very simple. From my very far left, you are, and who do you? What do you do?
Oh, great. Who's your daddy? What does he do?
All day.
All day. I'm Cilla Price, and I'm a jerk of all trades. I am a cover artist. I am an author, and these are some of my books that are here. I also run the fastest-growing literary convention in the country right now, Authors After Dark. And I am here because I have been one of the wonderful people that have been able to talk on Right Sex and give people a little bit of an in on what it takes to be in the industry.
Which reminds me, I need to talk to you about that later because I keep missing the freaking cutoff.
Indeed.
Everyone does.
Sin, who are you? What the hell do you do?
My name is Sinara Tregarth. I happen to write paranormal. I write erotica. I also happen to be an editor at Utopia Press, besides writing for tons of other publishing companies. Besides that, I've done a lot of blogs regarding writing and publishing because it's important for people to know the actual right way to do it. There's wrong ways like 50 Shades of Grey, and there are right ways of going about it, especially when especially when it comes to knowing the basic stuff when it comes to this stuff, because there are ways that you can go about it and make better money, and there are ways to make poor money. Poor money's great, don't get me wrong, but better money, hey, it got me to this con. It's paying for other things like getting married next year. So, yeah.
Amen to that.
Congratulations. Thank you. So, yeah. So, I mean, you can make better choices on stuff like that. So, yeah. I love it. I admit it.
Kiernan, who are you? What do you do?
I'm Kiernan Kelly. I'm an author. I've got, I write MM romance, strictly MM romance.
And she does a good job, too.
Damn right.
Oh, thank you.
Naughty woman.
Yeah. We like her.
I've written in almost every genre that you can think of. I've got 12 novels, over 60 shorts now, in print and ebook.
Over 60?
Over 60.
Woman, I'm gonna kiss you on the cheek.
She's past me and Stephanie Burke.
She's good.
Karen Kelly also does occasional anthology covers and such for Scissor Editions.
Yes.
And as I mentioned earlier, my name is Sasha Ivich. I've been writing for 13 years. I am represented by the Corvisiero Literary Agency. Publicity is done by Paradigm Warriors. I have written the gamut from erotica to erotic romance, paranormal. I've done the male-male thing. I've done the lesbian thing. I've done it all, seen it all, and decided that when we put this panel together, I wanted people who I trusted to give you guys the good stuff, because they have the background to do
now,
so.
Now, let's be honest here. Let's let them know that you've done the male-male thing and you've done the lesbian thing, but that's writing. Because if you were doing
that's a good point.
Writing,
yeah, my girlfriend will hear this shit.
You could have done the FFM thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is also fun, but needless to say, 13-year-plus writing career, I've done it all, I've seen it all, I've seen a lot of different changes in the industry as we've moved from traditional print to digital. I've watched the ebook industry grow, and having the agent representation has made a difference in the fact that I now have a bit of an inside where things are going. What I want to first ask the panelists is, we're in 2012, and we see that E.L. James has done what we've considered the impossible despite our beliefs on the book. My first question will be, starting with whoever wants to answer, we'll do free for all this time.
Hooray!
Yeah. Do you think this is a sustainable genre, and for how long, and why?
Clearly.
Me.
Karen goes it.
Okay, New York sucks, pretty much.
They do.
The New York publishing industry has controlled what you read for so many years. Can you guys hear me in the back? Since forever, pretty much. They've controlled what you read, and they do not like to change. They don't like anything new. They don't like anything edgy. They're always several years behind the internet as far as new genres coming out. For example, vampires, okay? People in ebooks were reading vampires years
12 years ago.
You started seeing things like Twilight coming out, okay? So they're always behind the times. With the advent of the internet and ebooks, things are changing. People are finally getting to read what they want to read, and New York is finally starting to catch on to that. You know, it's true. The internet's not going to go away, guys. You know, the e-books are not going to go away. You're either going to step up and you're going to change the way you do business, or you're going to lose money. And they realize that. And I think that's how Shades of Grey got published. Somebody in New York said, oh, we're losing money. We should try this. And they took, unfortunately, something from fan fiction that really wasn't very well written. But they gave it the chance.
Not
and people
safe.
All of a sudden can read what they want to read. And they're excited by this.
Yeah, it's pretty much a situation where you're looking at it as it is a safe risk for them because it's something else that somebody else had already written. As fan fiction, it screwed up what is actual erotic romance because of the fact that erotic romance, there are titans out there that are writing erotic romance that you have not heard of yet because E.L. James and her craziness has made it to the mainstream. There are authors out there like Joey W. Hill who has done it
amazingly.
Much better.
Joey Hill is love Joey Hill.
Mm-hmm. Sin got me into Joey Hill many years ago, and
woman is a goddess, and she was actually the master of ceremonies at my convention this year, and she gave away a convention only book, print book that she made of her vignettes. And the readers went wild over it.
Yeah.
And thousands of people, I mean, it was crazy. We had 1,800 people at the book signing this year. And there was at least 600 that showed up and said to her, you write so much better than E.L. James. So, I mean, you know, it's right there. It's one of those situations where you sit there and say, you know what? It's validation.
Yeah. Many people don't know, like, Angela Knight originally started in erotic romance.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are like, oh, Angela James writes these nice little paranormal.
And her stuff is dirty.
And her stuff?
Yeah, it's dirty.
It's great.
Good smut.
Smutty.
So, Laurel K, I think, was the opposite. She
who?
Started Laurel K.
Yeah, Hamilton. She started writing these little sweet romances, and then she slutted it up.
Yeah.
Smut will always have a place in fiction because people
like
want
sex.
To read it. They want that taboo. It doesn't matter if it's male. It doesn't matter if it's lesbian. It doesn't matter if it's het. They want to read it.
Yeah.
They want to read it, and they want to say, ooh, I feel naughty. And they do.
And they want a safe way to do it. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But I do not think everybody wants that experience. But they want to read that experience.
But they want to read the experience, yes.
You don't have to live the lifestyle to enjoy reading about it.
That's right.
I'd like to opine that as a male, I really, really, these authors that these women talk about, Joey W. Hale, Laurel K. Hamilton, I read them on a daily basis. I love them. I adore them because of the interest and passion that they put in there. Yeah, the sex scenes are great if I want to sit there with my, you know, hand and so forth and go about it.
But
the stories are really so well written that as an emotional person, as an author, I get drawn into this sort of thing day in and day out. I was just turned on to J.R. Ward.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Black Dagger Brotherhood is
shut.
Fucking yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Early books.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one.
I like the early books.
You know, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut on that. Fuck that.
No, talk.
No, seriously. I got to, dude, because you know what? I got to be real here. And, you know, if you know Stella Price.
We're about real here on this panel.
She's about real. If any of you have read J.R. Ward or if you're looking at reading her, the early books are fabulous.
The early books are awesome.
And then once she got to book four, she decided that she was going to write for an audience.
And it changed completely.
And now she's writing a male-male relationship because her readers wanted that relationship. It was not, I will tell you right now, I know for a fact, it is not... It was not in her original plan. I know because I used to be extremely close to her, and she had an original plan for it. The Blay Quinn expo that they were doing in there, it's not original.
It's not part of the original plan.
She wrote it in there because people wanted to read it.
And my question is, why the fuck did they make Butch seem gay?
Don't even start with me on Butch!
If you want to hear about people getting really attached to characters, there ain't nothing like a bunch of authors who will go, no, that one's mine.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So real quick, because I had mentioned earlier, this is an adult panel. I've got an adult beverage, and they probably do too.
Oh, I definitely have an adult beverage right here.
All right, just want to get that out of the way. My next question.
And I have adult promo actually to give away tonight too. So
we'll be talking about that at the very end.
Fabulous stuff.
We love swag.
My next question would start with once again empty audience, and I'll enter after the last person speaks up. So we talked about the favoritism among authors. What do you think the readers' reactions are going to be? Are they going to continue to grow in terms of the numbers towards an author as the ebook revolution comes to play, or what are they going to do in your opinion? Go.
Okay, you know what? I'll tell you right now. As an author, I am a print author in a small press world. It sucks. It fucking blows.
Amen.
The fact that I am a print author in an ebook world, because small press is ebook, 110%. After we did a recent freebie on Amazon with a series that wasn't even erotic. I mean, it was erotic, but it wasn't a main thing. Mm-hmm. We got crazy, 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 crazy sales off of it because of the freebie. But before that, I'll be honest, guys, my sales sucked ass. 110% sucked ass. But my print sales, 110%, were higher. After the ebook revolution, quote unquote, where you can play on Amazon and pretty much publish anything you want, there is a need for new authors and new experiences on Amazon, especially because of the Kindle. The ebook revolution, especially because of the Kindle, the Nook.
Oh yeah.
They have opened up a full new genre for tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of people because of the fact that they can actually easily access it now. If you're smart and you're an author, you're going to give away one book for a week on Amazon.
Yep. I'll second that.
And I will tell you right now, I will give you guys my numbers. We give away one book on the first book of a series, and there's only two books now in the series. We gave away that book for a week. In that week's time, over the four Amazon outlets, which is Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon France, and Amazon Italy. Those are the four main ones. We did over 15,000 books giveaway in 1 week. The amount of books that I sold the week after tripled my sales in both the first book and the second book in that series. Yes.
So the second book was already out.
No, actually, I put that book out in ebook the week that I put it out in for free.
Okay, so when the first one went for free, the second
I put the second one out in for free that week, just to see how it would do. Because honestly, I'm the art director for a publisher called Tease Publishing. I have controlling interest in this publisher. It's a very small publisher.
Tease?
Yes, Tease. And okay. we don't publish a lot of people. I think all together we have about 20 people on the publisher. And we just did it to see what it would do. My sales for that quarter, I made $4,000. That went straight to my sister because she just lost her roof. But
so that answers the next question I had for you guys was basically, is this a market you can make a ton of money in?
Yes, it is. If you do it right.
Yeah. You have to do it right.
You have to do it right. It's not anything about promotion. It's not anything about how you get out there. It's about what you give away free. Mm-hmm. You give a novel away for free, that next novel in that series is going to sell.
Yeah, that is promotion.
And I've seen actually happen with Decadent.
It's not like promo, like stickers or...
The bullshit.
You know,
it's not about
going like
to
that.
Chats.
It's about what you've given away for free. And the people who you know...
Yeah.
Who is going to out there and say, hey, my friend is out there and they're giving this book away for free on Amazon for 5 days. I'll tell you something. In the first day and a half, we had about 4,000 downloads because I have friends like Sasha.
Yeah.
That had just literally just shared it on Facebook saying, hey, this person I know is giving away this book for free on Amazon.
Now... Real quick, because it's an important thing for me and a lot of other folks who hear this, you give away a book for free. How do you feel about the fact that, because my first book I gave away from Decadent, I sold for free like 4,000 copies. The numbers on that just from Amazon equal a pretty fat check I lost. But the trade-off is...
Yes, the trade-off is the week after, for the first book. The book was called Fire in His Eyes. It's the first book in our Dragon series. And
so hot.
We did over 15,000. I mean, it was crazy. And then the next week, in sales, mind you, because, again, I...
Earning sales,
for
right?
Publisher, yeah, actual sales. Real sales for that book. We did 20,000 copies the next week. So there you go. I mean, it works.
I'd like to add a little bit to that also is to remember, even if you're published with other houses, like, for example, I'm published with, I don't know, maybe a dozen different houses, using that marketing tool can work for you also for your existing backlist.
If you give out
a free book or even a free novella, I did a free novella recently on Amazon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happens is people will download it because it's free, and if they like your writing, they're going to go find your backlist.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. And there's a difference because EC, Elora's Cave, gives away freebies all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the problem is that when you go to download the backlist, it's $7.99 for that book. Fuck that. I love EC. I love them to death.
Same
but
here.
But I'm not spending $7.99 for a book in ebook. I will spend it on the print.
Or
but
porn.
I will not spend it on the ebook. Why? Because ebooks are cheaper to make.
Yes.
Sort of.
For me, for my setup with the Dragon email for the Dragon giveaway, that is strictly romance. It is erotic, but it's more strictly romance. My Dragon, my Demon series, which is the second book. This is the second book, and then because I don't have the first book around right now because I sold out in my last convention. I sold in ebooks of that book from the freebie of the download of the first Dragon book. I am not kidding. I sold about 502 days of the first book in that book. And then it went down. It was like I got 300 the next one. I got 400 the next one. I mean, it went... I sat there going, what the fuck did I do? And it really is just about a freebie. It's not about a freebie short story. It's about a freebie novel.
Yeah.
They give a novel away, they will buy your backlist.
And especially because it doesn't matter if it's erotica or erotic romance. The point is they basically want to live in your world for a very long time.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. I'm going to do two things real quick.
Yeah.
Stella mentioned a contest. Did for I? Dragon Con? Yeah, you said Dragon Contest. So I'm going to bring my one of my authors real quick up here to explain the contest to you guys. And then I'm going to thank the panelists and turn the mic over to Karen Kelly, who will talk about alien sex and yes. tentacle porn.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. So Elizabeth, come here for a minute.
I hate you.
Fucking bite it. And it will be brutal.
But you look
here.
Stunning in your corset, my
yes.
dear.
Yes, you do. You look very nice.
I told you she was cool.
I am fabulous, people. I am fabulous.
Go away.
Tell us the contest.
All right. So, because Sasha gave me, what was it, 2 hours to write a blog post for
Not
you?
Not even.
Not even. I was looking at my computer and I was like, let's
Son
do a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. But I was like, I was typing and typing. I was like, I'm going to blah, blah. Let's do a scavenger hunt.
Okay.
At Dragon Con. Like, who does that? Nobody. All right. So, I can tell you're so interested. Give me a smile. Come on.
Give us an applause.
Thank you. Come on. All right. Thank you.
I have to write things on people, apparently.
All right.
Oh, very nice.
First task, get a picture of Sasha, because that's what you have cell phones for.
With me.
Oh, with you.
Yeah, okay. With you. Yeah, yeah. Of
yeah,
you,
with
you.
With me, of me, whatever.
Fuck it.
Monkey fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Get Stella Price. Or I don't want to mispronounce your first name.
Kiernan
Kelly to autograph some part of your body.
Here,
you have
the marker.
Mark
the marker.
Shit. For me, you have to get a Vampire Kisses bookmark, which I have. And
Stephanie Burke is not here.
So, Sin? She is in Baltimore with her grandfather. He is.
Yeah, she has a family emergency. Yeah.
Promo? Do you have it?
Not with me, no.
I have promo. I have tons of promo.
All right, you can run all night.
Get something from Stella. And
I
then.
Out this night,
because
he means
everything. Oh, and by the way,
if any of
you. Make
Sin sign it.
If any people are fans of E.L. James, fuck you, number one. Number two, you need to be fans of. Sylvia Day. Gave me a ton of buttons to give away to you people, and they say, and I quote, I'm crossing on cross, or what's happily ever after is for the fucked up crowd. Yeah. So if you want one, come get it.
And we got any, so what are we giving away?
Oh yeah, I almost forgot.
That's part, yeah. That's what's going through this shit.
$25 gift certificate, like one of those Visa card things. They still have those, right?
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to give away something. But probably, then you're being a dick about it, so.
Probably I'll figure it out.
One of your books?
We'll see.
I'm just going to throw this out there. And I'm not drunk enough to actually.
Yes, she is.
No. I'm not actually drunk enough to. I've got it right here. I'm not drunk enough to say fuck this tomorrow. But honestly, if you guys all get this done, I will throw in a registration to Authors After Dark next year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Woo. For those of you that don't know, Authors After Dark is the biggest up and coming literary convention in
coming up
romance.
Next year in Savannah.
We are going to be in Savannah next year. We've got 100 authors. It's crazy. It is the biggest convention right now in romance. I don't care. Fuck you, RT. We are the big deal right now. So
registration hasn't closed
yet. Yeah, exactly. This is our team. Get on it.
Okay. So to enter, do all those tasks, and then like a week from now, email Sasha, Stella, me.
Yeah, whatever.
One of them.
We got cards.
We all have cards.
Yeah, we all have cards and promo
and websites with our email addresses on it. Email all of us. We'll put it all into a hat. We'll pick a name. Someone will be the winner, and you'll get these fabulous prizes.
Yes, and whoever does win, I will give them a registration to AAD 2012.
Awesome.
In 2013.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Sorry.
I'm not gonna bother.
Or.
I mean, because my encounter.
No, Colors the edge.
Or if it's not 2013, if they can't make it to Savannah, I will give it to them for 2014, which is in Charlotte.
So we got a pretty good prize bracket here, so just wanted you guys to know that.
There you go.
Thanks to Elizabeth for putting this on for us to get us some promo. So
Who
you guys,
has questions?
We'll go to that in a minute.
We're gonna do
I gotta switch to Kieran here in a second. So real quick, thank you for the right sex portion. And now I'm gonna turn this over to Kieran Kelly and make her do the whole pacing thing.
Kieran, you know something? I actually write a book. My agent took it. It's about it's about octopus shifters.
Awesome. Tentacle sex. Yes.
So Kieran is gonna take over that whole thing. I'm also gonna pace up here. So.
Okay.
Without further ado.
Couple of things. First of all, we were talking about giving away free stories. I have CDs up here with free stories on them.
Woohoo!
So you can go and take one of those.
Please do.
How many people here are writers?
Raise your hand.
Excellent.
And thank you very much for coming in.
Excellent.
It's nice.
And how many people here have heard of what fan fiction is?
Okay. Excellent.
Even
what
better.
I have here are cards that were given. I don't know if you guys know of adultfanfiction.com.
Oh.
Dot net. I'm sorry. .net.
And if you don't
it's a
know,
huge
you need
archive
to.
Of fan fiction. I think they've got every genre you could possibly think of. You have cards
you
too, because I have some cards up here.
Are
you're doing a.
Oh, in that case, right. You probably know where to go.
Okay, and you're doing a month free. A month free advertising. I advertise on them. I'm telling you, it's one of the best deals for your money.
Yeah.
I get a ton of click-throughs from adult fan fiction. If you write erotica, that is your target market.
Yep.
The people who are reading fan fiction on adult fan fiction. So yes, this lady right here, she is one of the owners.
We love you.
The owner. The only owner.
Awesome.
Only
thank you very much for showing up.
So, and I do have some cards up here.
Like this.
Right. So I just wanted to give a shout out because.
Awesome. Yes. So take us into Tantric Tentacles.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to think of Sasha. When Sasha asked me to do this panel, I'm trying to think of how I'm going to do this. That we're going to tie in e-books and writing erotica and Dragon Con. And I'm thinking, okay, sci-fi. All right. Now I've written sci-fi. Have you guys?
We've all got that.
I am paranormal. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Games and Pathfinder.
Making.
Yeah, she'll be right back.
Real quick, Kiernan's got a collection with Sizzler editions called Mooning the Suns?
Mooning the Suns, yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome sci-fi collection that she came out with like about a year ago. It's a short story collection, right?
It is a short story collection.
And it's all sci-fi, and it's all male-male. It's very, very well written. I had to put that in there as her editor for that collection.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't say compliments lightly, as Elizabeth will tell you.
No. He's an asshole.
Fuck yeah.
So I started to think about aliens in general and how a writer can make them sexy enough for erotica, and whether or not they need to be humanoid or not, because you know I keep thinking like Kirk and like Tribbles, which would be like woo, like screwing a loofah. So
I think you've now killed my Tribble love. Now Tribble love is
I was down. I was thinking about that line, like since I thought I was going to do this panel, and you know I'm down in the dealer's room looking at the stuffed Tribbles. That
oh my.
That's my first question is, you know, how humanoid do you need to make your character in order for it to be
you
sexy?
You want to take this from me? No. I want a drink, so Sin's going to take this first.
Be honest. Okay, it's kind of like when you do shifters. Okay, anybody here ever read any shifter romances? Okay, shifter romances, usually when you have shifters who have sex, they're either in beast form or they're in humanoid form.
So Kate Douglas or Angela Knight.
Yeah, I've done it too with my Treaty of Desire and stuff. The principle is that they're either going to be in shifter form or they're going to be in humanoid form. So basically you're going to have to either have an alien that's kind of humanoid in flavor or have humanoid aspects. But there's always occasionally the hentai novels. If you've never read hentai,
you're fucked.
It's a nice change of pace. It's,
Vegeta and Goku.
Yeah.
And Sailor Moon.
Too. I've seen that, so.
But just tried to hump me.
It's okay, we just.
Sweet. I'm actually.
I'm kind of on the verge of what
we're
talking about.
Yeah,
yes.
Actually,
I'm actually.
Right up there.
A man dressed as a banana just tried to hump me.
That's him.
I'm actually going to give a different answer than Sin would be of. The answer I'm going to give you guys is from a business perspective, because that's how I evaluate writing projects. Basically, if my publisher says I can do it, I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah.
If they say you can write this and this, and I say, can I go this far? They say if you do it right, you do it well, test your audience. What it boils down to me for, really, is knowing my hardcore audience who buys. So if I want to attract the Kate Douglas audience, the Wolf Tales audience. So anyone read that first book in the series?
You need you need to read that. Jesus Christ.
In the first book in the series,
Wolf Tales.
If memory serves, Wolf Tales. In Wolf Tales, the hero of the first portion of the story basically gets raped, for a lack of a better word, by his alpha.
Who's in beast form.
Who's in beast form.
Yeah,
to prove his dominance. And
she's the only person, actually, that has actually gotten away with
raping in
beast
form.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because she did so well.
She's the only person.
And that's why she got away, because she did it in such a manner that didn't... That whole concept really just... I don't know, I'm weird. It offends me. The idea of even non-consensual consent, despite the fact that I'm kinky, offends
despite
me to...
Despite the fact that he's kinky.
There's no way.
Yeah, she crossed a lot of borders with that one...
She sure did.
That one scene.
Yeah.
She did the whole, you know, non-consensual sex thing.
Consensual non-consent, that's the term.
And the bestiality thing. Like,
yes, and
one,
she's
one
the only
stroke.
Person that's been able to do that as well.
Yeah.
Because most other publishers, especially in New York, will not take the quote-unquote bestiality event.
Two dogs fucking, two dogs fucking.
Yeah. Well, it's dogs. It's dogs. I mean, and that's it.
Yeah.
A person and a dog is a different story. But she's the only person that's been able to transcend that genre and be able to do it. And if you've ever seen Kate Douglas, I love her. She's one of my favorite people on the face of the planet. But she's
awesome.
A grandma. All right.
Yeah,
she is
she's
somebody's
70.
Grandmother.
Yes.
And at Romance Writers Association of America, the RWA convention, she goes every year, and she hosts a party, and I love her. And I go when I'm close enough, I go to it and everything.
In fact,
I've said to her several times, Kate, I love you. You're one of my favorite people on the face of the planet. But I cannot read your books now that I've seen who you are.
Just a quick aside here. As the male romance author on the panel, when she told me she was proud of the fact that I made the conversion, her and Diane Whiteside told me...
About four years ago. Nice name drop.
Yeah.
Nice name drop.
Always. About 4 years ago, they were proud that I made the switch from erotica to erotic romance. Like, I'm spastic now because of the whole panel and the stress and shit. But I was really, really, really just thrilled to hear that from my heroes. So that's my take on the whole question Kiernan asked.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say something, and now it just looked like totally brain fart.
You want some booze?
Huh?
Booze.
That might
help. Booze!
A little bit.
Make her do a drink. Do a drink.
I was just going to say with Kate Douglas, right?
Yeah.
She started out as e-books.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. She said
Wolf Tales started out as an e-book.
That was Laura's Cave.
They picked her up, yeah.
And Lucid.
Lucid.
I think, don't they, too?
Yeah, they have a few of her short stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so we decided now that there has to be sort of in a humanoid form in order to be...
Yes, it has to be, yes.
In order... Have people knocking at your door in the middle of the night.
With my most recent book,
taking your computer away.
Humanoid helps.
With my agent, the most recent book that she's trying to sell right now is we write Octopus Shifter. Well, I write Octopus Shifters as a different name than writing with my sister, because I write under Stella Price with my sister. I write under Dagmar Avery by myself for Dirty, 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 Dirty. And I write as Anastasia Vergis. Because my married name will be Vergona.
Bring it to the ATL.
Everything else. So my agent is, trying to sell the Anastasia Vergis book, and she told me flat out it has to be humanoid when they have sex, because the Octopus Shifter book, the guy has tentacles. Flat out when they have sex.
Morgan Hawk did that, something similar with Outlaw Star or Fallen Star,
and
where she had two peni.
It has to be to be humanoid.
He was.
What's her name? Elizabeth Amber has done satyrs with two penises.
Mentor.
Yes.
And the only way she got away with it with Kensington is because of the fact that they were a completely different race. If she did it as a humanoid, she did it as human, it would have been different. But as humanoid, they could get away with the two penises.
So go ahead.
Yeah, and I know Kay Allen does
yes,
a lot of
excellent stuff as well.
Yeah, she's going to be on the panel tomorrow. The
Down and Dirty?
Down and Dirty Marketing.
Down and Dirty Marketing, same room, 10 p.m.
She has this huge, huge universe that she writes in. And she writes in this one universe all the time.
Oh, God, yeah, my
and,
P3.
Right, and her kin are these cat-like feline
what
about
Wolf? Aliens.
Wolf was a wolf, wasn't he?
Well, he was.
But
I think
alone.
He was a dog.
Yeah,
he's a lone wolf. But he's only alone in that.
Oh,
yeah,
I only read that book. So yeah.
Yeah, but that my point is that they're kind of furry and all, but and, you know, and they have sex, but they're humanoid. There's enough human in them.
Yes.
Where people are comfortable.
Yes. My dragon books, they're human when they have sex. My snake books, because I write where snakes, they are human when they have sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just the way that it is.
Yeah,
and,
I thought
because that's what sells right now. People cannot handle half human, half snake. They can't handle half human, half wolf unless you are Kate Douglas.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, there's no room for error.
There's
no room for error in it.
Right.
Either you are Kate Douglas or you're not. If you're not, you write humanoid and that's it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking about like movies like what was the name of that movie?
Cat People.
No, it was an alien movie.
That was messed up, too. That was really messed
my
up.
My alien? My alien? No.
No, that one was unusual itself.
I forget what the name of it is, but it was the guy is stranded on this planet with an alien.
Enemy Mine.
And of course, you know, being a male writer, I keep trying to put them together. You know, and
you're going to put a jack with a human? That's not going to work. They have really fucked up reproduction.
Well, technically I did. I just haven't wanted to.
This is the geek in me coming out, guys. Like, I mean, I know all about Drax.
I just love this shit.
I know all about the Predator. I know all about that shit. That shit won't work.
Bullshit.
It won't work.
No.
Yeah. No, but it won't work.
Tab A, slot B, fuck you, it's done.
When they have, if you've seen Enemy Mine,
yes.
he has a baby.
Yes.
During that situation. And
that was awesome.
Because they're hermaphroditic. So it wouldn't work with just a man because they need both sexes to have that baby. So I mean it's crazy. I mean No, that's true. But if you're gonna
that,
go that far, come
draw.
On, dude.
So let's do this. So we're all kind of sober, sadly, despite
lies!
Still
amazing.
Yeah,
I'm not
bullshit.
Sober.
Fuck you, I'm sober. So let's do this.
You need to get drunk.
I'm trying.
This
shut
is
up.
Bullshit. Last year on this panel, Sasha
we were all
was so drunk,
like, woo,
that we were all slurring. It was horrible,
we
but
were
it was
all that
so
drunk.
Much fun. And
it was.
I call bullshit. You need to keep drinking.
I will. I'll start. So, okay, here's the deal. You guys have a basic understanding now of right sex and the fact that erotica is still a viable genre to make money in. Raise your hand if you agree. Awesome.
You better agree, goddammit.
Because fuck you. Otherwise.
Yeah.
You. I love my poly friends. So, all right, now we've covered the very, very, very basics of the whole alien thing. Let's do Q&A on that. I'm going to have Kiernan be my eyes because I don't see well. I can't see you fine, motherfucker, so you better
so
bring
well.
It to me.
Raise hand.
Right over there.
All right. So, session's recorded. Questions, raise a hand.
What?
And Kiernan.
And
boom.
Boom, baby.
Give her a mic.
I'm following
put
you
on full blast.
Who's mic?
Okay.
Yeah, which one's mic?
What is the average length of what's considered a short story for ebooks, and what is the average length of, like, novel?
It depends
novel.
On the publisher.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it does. It changes
on the
from publisher
yeah.
to publisher.
If you're looking at Changeling, Changeling only does up to 20,000 words.
28.
28. Yes, 28.
28K, because I have to be a Changeling.
Yes, yes. But then there's, like with Tees, we can do up to 120,000 for a novel, but we won't do anything other 15,000 for a short story. Why? Because you cannot actually develop a full story in under 15,000 words.
Yeah,
you can do flash, You can do flash, and flash is different. But
yeah,
a short story,
I mean
but a short story, an actual short story is around 10 to 15,000 words. Whereas a flash is up to 5,000.
Now,
you can do it. I mean, I've done flash.
Specialty.
Well, now we'll get to that, and I'll tell you why.
Eight is like
So with Sizzler editions, we do no less than 30. I'll bend for, I'm an editor there, so I'll bend for a couple thousand words. The reasoning is, in my particular case, has to do a lot with Amazon pricing.
Yes,
you've got something at 5,000 words, number one, seriously, throw that shit in an anthology.
Yes,
of your work and give it to
Amazon.
Me or give it to Stella or who you edit,
Utopia.
Right? Somebody for a collection, because if you have a novel priced at, it's like $2.99 or below.
$1.99 and below.
Yeah. Amazon gives the publishing house 50% royalties.
If it's
above that, they give you 75%. And it's based on link, and most readers do not seriously like want to spend $4 on 30K of words.
And honestly, you know what sells price wise if you're going to do it free? If you do it more with publishers, it's $2.99 and up.
Yes, exactly. With Tees, we do like
this. She's right.
Here, Silk and Steel in print is $1.99. 110%, $1.99. If you buy it from me in print, it's $10. Because it's the price. It has to do with the price of what it is to print it.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is, with print, I make no money off of it. I make like 3 cents on each book.
I've always said print feeds my ego, but ebooks feed my pocketbook.
Print feeds my ego, and ebooks feed my pocketbook.
And I'll agree with that, even though I'm aiming for print as a representative author.
Whereas,
but if you are an author,
this book here that I have with Ravenous, normally it sells for $15 and it's really, really thin.
What was it, Fangbangers?
No. Actually, this book.
Oh, it's okay.
This book is Fae, Dark Fae, and it is dirtiest shit you'll ever read. Yeah. I'm sorry, it is. It is 110%.
It's so bad. Just stay away from writing.
I don't plan to actually write with them anymore. The reason why I put it that way.
I know. We're not gonna shit talk tonight.
No.
Well,
they're good. No. It has nothing to do with shit talking. I put it with them for when they had their EIC with them.
Okay.
I had their EIC with them. Their EIC had left.
Yeah.
And they will not get any more books from me.
Okay.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with
there's a lot going on behind that.
It just has to do with the fact that the EIC and I were friendly and now we're not.
If you're an author and you're looking to publish,
you've got to look for good.
One of the things you want to keep in mind, going back to the length question, is that an ebook publisher, a small press publisher, will only usually not put a book into print that is over a certain amount of words, only because the cost becomes astronomical.
Yes.
Because they use print on demand.
Six
most
books.
Print will go into most books will go into print at 65 up.
Right.
But they won't go any further than 110, I believe.
Because the cost roughly breaks down to $5 a book.
Because of the print cost.
Because of the print cost.
And
it becomes ridiculously expensive.
And under 65, you've got to have a collection.
Right.
Bottom line. You need a collection, 110%. This book here, it doesn't look very wide. This is $174,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
This one here is $68,000. Now, it's a different publisher. This book has a little bit larger print because we want to make sure that people can actually read it. Mm-hmm. This one has a little smaller print, as you can see. Ravenous has a different setup with how they set up their books. Mm. Tees has a different setup with how they set up their books.
Right.
You're looking at something rather larger, if you can tell.
You can see the difference here, too, also. These are two different publishers. This one is about $55K, and this one's about $75K.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Just different sizes.
Questions!
Next question. I'm actually in the researching phase. I haven't started writing anything fiction yet. I'm actually a tech writer.
Same here,
we
actually.
We like you.
Yeah.
Actually, tech writers are actually fun when they start writing fiction.
And yeah, eventually your brain's going to explode if you don't write something.
It's research, all the research.
So do you have a preference between self-publishing on Amazon versus having several publishers?
Yes, I do.
What's your preference and why?
I have a book that is self-published on Amazon, and it is not doing as well as the book that is with Tees. That we have on Amazon. We have a good portion of my backlist is with Tees. The reason, because I have a controlling interest in the company, and I can publish anything I want with them. And that's the truth. I mean, I'll be honest. I have a lot of other books with a lot of other publishers. But my books with Amazon, my books with T's on Amazon, do better than my books with other publishers on Amazon. The problem is, and the situation is, what that publisher is willing to do with Amazon. One of my publishers is Total Ebound. They're in...
Are you over there, too?
Yes, I'm over there as well. We have our Were Snakes series with them.
Oh, good.
And it could do better. We also have our Seder series with them, and it could do better. But they don't care too much about Amazon. They want to push more on their website.
Yeah.
They already do a lot of big stuff from their website.
Yeah.
Most of my checks actually come from... I get a check every month. It's a small check, but it buys me a handful of premium cigars.
Yes, yeah.
From them.
But with
and it's not bad.
But with T's, we don't push our website because our website is shit. But we push Amazon, and the money I get from Amazon allows me to actually, you know, put money aside to my sister here from Scotland for Christmas this year. I mean, the money I make from that is a lot larger than what I make from, you know, say, from, well, let's say,
well, Total Ebound or anybody else.
Other publishers that I'm with.
And part of that
depends on the publisher you're with.
Part of that depends on the actual audience the publisher has cultivated.
Well, yes.
Total Ebound.
EC is
your backlist.
Yeah, well,
EC,
it's about that too, but your EC...
Well, no. Like, EC is different. EC is pushing right now. Like, I run a convention.
Bullshit, they're pushing.
No. But I run a convention, and I had a conversation with their editor-in-chief.
Kelly?
Kelly. Mm-hmm. Kelly and I had a long conversation. She said they are pushing right now the het and the lesbian work that they have.
Yes, effective.
Whereas Total Ebound is pushing male-male.
And historical.
That is what's selling for them.
Yes.
And
what's called Lucid.
Yeah.
Lucid is selling male-male. Even though they have other things, their main audience is for male-male
and for poly.
Yes,
and
for
dark
poly, yeah.
And really dark stuff, by the way, at Lucid.
Yes.
And to go back to Total Ebound, EC, having talked to Kelly Collins as well, she mentioned what they're pushing, but the other thing that they're trying to do is...
They're opening up a new genre.
What's believed about my gender or our gender as men is that we all like, you know, one-handed reading.
Yes, the male
and
the male
they're
romance,
pushing
yeah.
those... Not romances, just pure one-handed stroke your dick erotica.
Yes.
Now
we had a conversation about that actually, and she had said to me, "Do you have anything I can write? I can give to men." And I said to her flat out, "I said yes, actually, I do, because the majority of the readers that I have personally are men, because I don't fuck over men in my books.
No, you don't. You
the
do
men
right
in my books get to still be men. They just get to be." You know,
romantic
with other women.
Yeah.
But I've got
and my guys don't end up 110% with that woman. they get to play a little bit if you get my drift. They get to play a little bit, and that's okay. And that's why men read the majority of my readers.
Let your men be men.
Are men.
But I've got nothing in that regard as far as that show, because I'm pushing for the romance audience, and I'm trying to break out of being. I'm a BDSM author primarily. That's what I'm known very well for.
Yep.
I am, quote-unquote, the man who's a lifestyle. I am, for all intents and purposes, the bad boy of romance, hence why I've flirted with half a dozen of you before the show even started. That being said, my heart lies in romance, but I will be more than ever to give to Kelly if I can find something that piques Bill's interest or Stella's guys who read for her that would pick her audience as well.
Yes.
I think... For me, going back to the original question, I think you have to consider what you write when you're considering whether you're going to self-publish or you're going to go with the publisher. The reason I like going with publishers is because I have a built-in audience for what I write. We said that Lucid, for example, publishes everything, but they push the MM because that's what a lot of their people are buying, a lot of their customers are buying. So when I publish, I'll publish with Lucid because I've got a built-in audience. And also, I publish with more than one publisher because if you buy a book from me, I'd say MLR Press, and you like what you read, you may find my backlist, and now you're going to go and you're going to buy something from Lucid.
So that fuck was, so tomorrow I've got a deadline.
And you just forgot.
Yes. You do, don't you?
Fuck yeah, I do. So guess who's going to be writing tonight?
Because
Good thing the editor's lenient.
Mine is not until after I get home. Thank you very much.
Yes. I have my crop.
See, and where I differ from them is I have backlists that are going to come out that of books returned to me that will be coming out self-published.
Same here, yeah.
And that's different,
right.
Okay, because you got to realize they're books that eventually will come back to you because they're out of print,
right.
Whatever.
Or you get them back because the publishers are shit. So,
well, that or because of high turnover, like from EC or from other publishers, publishers go out of business, whatever. Those are great to have out self-published because you're going to get back most of the profit. But it's always good in my game because of what I write, how I write, to have publishers and self-publishing. Yes. There's that.
Because fuck them, Stack.
Fuck them.
Why, yes. But
fuck
them
in their asses.
But that's one of the other things to do. So it's like I have actually three books that will be coming out self-published within the next 2 months. I have actually two books that will be turned in at the end of the month. I have a book coming out with Utopia. Love Games that comes out like the 10th of September.
I've turned out books as well recently.
Yeah.
So
if you're thinking of publishing, do not put all your eggs in one basket.
No,
definitely
yes,
not.
You can't do that.
If you get anything from this panel,
do not
put your eggs in one basket.
Please.
Real quick.
Spread the wealth.
So yes. we're gonna repeat this one more time. No eggs in one basket.
Right.
That's right.
It's about 11 o'clock. I know Karen has a panel to be on. So any last questions for Karen specifically, please show of hands now. We'll knock this out as fast as possible. Otherwise,
who wants goodies?
You want to do that?
Oh, good question.
Wait, let's do that. Awesome, let's do this shit. Bust it out. Huh? Bust
ask
it out.
If you have a question. Yeah, she wants good. He wants goodies.
You want
he
goodies?
Wants all these goodies.
Yeah, I got a ton of shit to give away.
So
yeah.
Okay.
And I've got books for sale. So.
I'm guessing we're done then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Real quick, round of applause for my fellow panelists.
Yay. Okay, we're going to call it.
Can I get a death metal hell yeah for you guys for showing up? Real
hell
deep voice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!